Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Let's doom scroll.
All right. So you remember the story about Joel Osteen's church, Lakewood Church.
Right.
This all started when a radio show. Yeah, a radio show in Houston. I believe it was KILT in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Their show broke the story. They were doing a thing where they were having people call in and talk about when they found something valuable. And what's the most valuable thing you found? Or when did you find money or whatever?
Right.
And this plumber called up and said, I worked on Joel Osteen's church as a plumber. And when I was working in the bathroom, we were taking the toilets apart. And behind the wall, we found all these envelopes filled with cash.
Okay.
And you're like, wait, what? And so it wasn't exactly clear at the time how much money, but he made it sound like it was a lot of money. Well, when the media, like the local news down there heard about this, they said, wait a second, there was a theft that had been reported at the Lakewood Church 7 years ago. Like $600,000 had been stolen from a safe.
Right.
And the police, it was still an ongoing investigation, but it had not been recovered. So that money was insured, which means I assume that that money had been paid back to the church through this insurance or whatever, but the money was never found. Now, this guy goes on the radio, says, as a plumber, that he found this, and the police start looking into it. Well, now there's an update to the story, which is they have now given the plumber an award, $25,000 reward.
Oh, really?
Yes, for finding this money, but we don't know for sure. But certainly the internet and just kind of the clues would point in the direction of someone took this money from the church, hid it in the walls, and then pretended like it was stolen and then took the insurance money. Because the only other option, which we talked about this last week, would be that like someone who works there, who would have to have access to the safe, by the way, decided, I want to take some of this money out of the safe, I'm going to hide it. But if you're going to hide it because you don't want it at your house in case they start going to everybody's houses to look for it, you say, I'm going to wait a while. 7 years is a long while to wait. If you stole that much money,
right,
at some point you'd think you'd want it back. So did the church fake this whole heist claim insurance money?
Yeah, but
and then
for
keep
that,
it behind the walls for
no,
some reason.
Because they're worth so much more. Like, I know $600,000 to us is a lot, but to Joel Osteen is nothing.
You would think.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not worth him getting in trouble for. Like, if you were to tell me Joel Osteen faked a loss amount of money and stuck it in the Cayman Islands and it was $272 million, I'd be like, okay, this guy's in trouble. I just don't think he makes $600,000 mistakes. You don't get to where he is by making $600,000 mistakes hiding it in a toilet.
Well,
someone stole that money from him and hid it.
Right before this story had broke, they'd been in the news because of some PPP loans from the COVID bailout.
That, yeah.
And there were some accusations of, like, first of all, why do they need it? And second of all, they're not paying it back. And Joel Osteen's church very publicly said, no, we are paying it back now. We promise we're going to pay it back. And we did need it to pay our employees. And
right.
So then it was just a few days later that this plumber calls a local radio station in Houston and says, I found all this money in the walls.
We begin, though, with Justin the plumber, who is getting paid. Today, Crime Stoppers gave Justin $20,000. There'd been an outcry after he turned in money he'd found inside a wall at Lakewood Church. He was doing repair work there. HPD's still investigating whether that money is tied to a 2014 theft of $600,000 at the church.
So what do you think happened then? You think someone who worked at the church who had access, whether they were supposed to have access to it or not, they maybe temporarily had access to the safe, took the money and then stashed it away.
Yeah.
And then what, like maybe they were slowly spending it or they were still waiting.
They're waiting and they were going to go get it.
Because, I mean, how long do you wait? That's a long time. 7 years. It's like you'd think at that point they're not coming to your house anymore. I could totally see it within the first, you know, six
maybe
months, a
scared.
Year. Maybe they got scared to go get it out of there.
They hit it. Then they got scared. They're like, somebody's going to catch us. Then, well, so they just left it there. I just don't think Joel Osteen hides money in a toilet. I think he hides money in Swiss bank accounts.
That's what I would think. It's such a bizarre story. But the plumber's been identified. His name's Justin Collin. He was given $20,000 by Crime Stoppers.
And I have decided that every day I come in here, though, I want you to give me a gift.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Hold something on. Small, but I want to enjoy it.
Something small. Hold on. I've got something over here. All right. Didn't have a chance to wrap it up for you. But, yeah.
I have decided that, though.
It is still in its original.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
There's your gift.
That's 12 shots of booze.
Yeah. Right?
Thanks, man.
It's the holidays. So they gave this guy $20,000. I'd heard that the radio station down there was the one who said, hey, there was a reward to find this money. They should give him the reward. And then a lot of people, you know, scoffed at the idea. Like,
right.
But they gave it to him, $20,000. That's not a bad little bonus. Mm-mm. But now the question is, after they finish this investigation, what's going to be, you know, the details about how this money got there, why it was there, and was Joel Osteen involved at all? Jeremy, you
yes.
got your booster.
I did.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Well, I have very good news for you because you got the Pfizer booster, right?
I did.
And they are the ones, I'm sure they're not the only ones, but they are the ones who are in the news today because they've been testing this new Omicron variant or whatever. They want to see if the original vaccines are effective against it. And they believe that it is. But they said that if you have the booster, the third shot, that it's very effective. So it does a good job at neutralizing the new variant. And so if you've got the boosters, you're certainly better off than someone who doesn't.
Okay.
And it sounds like you're probably in pretty good shape. We still have a ways to go before we know exactly what this thing's capable of.
A new study from Pfizer out just this morning indicates the Omicron variant likely chips away at the efficacy of its vaccine. But the shots still provide some protection, especially against severe disease, and receiving a third booster dose appears to significantly offset the variant's impact.
There are a lot of unknowns.
Pfizer's CEO speaking at a Wall Street Journal event saying his company could have a vaccine for the new variant by spring if needed.
So did you hear that? If we need it, there could be a new one in the spring.
Good.
I kind of thought we were just going to be at the point where we're going to hit like this fall thing, just like you do with the flu shot and say, all right, here's what we think's coming. Here's what we know's here.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's winter time, so I expect it, you know, if I don't know why, but I just feel like it gets worse then. And in the summertime, we kind of go out and forget about it. Now we're going to have to deal with it again.
You're going to make fun of me.
Why?
I'm a total sheep because when this Omicron stuff was being talked about, I was like, all right, you know, this is however many.
I don't like the name Omicron.
I don't either. I hate
very
it.
Very Death Star-ish.
Yes, it sounds sci-fi. Delta Plus or whatever would have been a better name. I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at Brooke and I said, you know, I know they say they don't know about this thing yet and that it might not be so bad, but I just feel like this damn thing's going to kill me eventually. You know, I feel like it's wintertime. I really liked not getting like seasonal flu and stuff last year. I don't feel like I got very many colds or whatever. Usually I get a cold a month
right, sure.
during the wintertime. But because of the mask, I didn't. So I bought these KN95. I look like Bane, don't I?
Oh, yeah. That's a big mask.
That's a big one. And I've been wearing it places. I don't have to wear it. It's official. My city had a mask mandate forever, and they, you know, re-extended it a bunch of times. But it's been done now for what, Jeremy? A few weeks?
Yeah, for a while.
And so no one, I don't think at least, can require you. Or, you know, most of the places aren't requiring you. They say it's up to you. They ask if you haven't been vaccinated to wear one, but how the hell are they going to know? I am now voluntarily wearing this place basically because it's cold outside. Like, you know what? I just don't want to deal with it.
I think that's fine.
I don't want to wait to find out. And now I guess that is a new normal, and you can call me a sheep and make fun of me or whatever.
I'm not calling you a sheep. I'm probably more of a sheep. I am the guy who just refuses to make up his mind.
About how you feel about the mask.
I'm like, I don't think these masks work.
Right.
I'm being honest. You know me. I'm like, well, maybe yours does. Yours is big. Looks.
I bought the N95.
Right. But yeah. I'm like, you know, I look around at people. It's like your grandmother made that out of some sort of polka dot cheesecloth. I don't think that's doctor approved. I can't imagine that the virus is very scared by your Superman mask there, mister.
Right.
So, you know, as we're wearing those. But I know Fauci was like, you know, something better than nothing, I guess. So. But my whole thing from the beginning was that doesn't make complete logical sense to me. The shots make sense to me. I'm not bringing it to that. Wearing a mask that your mother made for you and your entire family with your initials on it, I can't imagine. And people are like, well, why do doctors wear masks in the hospital? I'm like, well, why don't they wear ones that their wives made them?
Right. I get it. It's right? Not as effective, for sure.
That said, I just live in a city where they were like, hey, for this amount of months, we had to wear a mask. So I just kept masks in my car and wore them everywhere. And then one day they said, you don't have to wear them anymore. So no, I don't wear them.
Well,
and then one day they said, hey, when you go pick up your kids, you got to put your mask back on. I was like, cool. And now I put masks back in my car. I just do whatever they tell me. I am literally whatever a low-level political official tells me to do, I will do.
You're all in. All in.
Like, I don't care.
And if you think back to when it started, they told us, you were talking about the mask, and like, well, I don't know, Slim's mom made these, and I'm not so sure. And they said, look, these are probably doing a little bit to help you not get other people sick, not doing a ton necessarily to keep you from getting sick. And they said back then, the only ones that really keep you from getting sick are the more medical ones and the N95. Well, I've never had the actual real medical N95 ones, so I'm like all in now. I'm like, I'm going to wear this. I'm not going to get the flu again, hopefully.
Well, congratulations on your health.
But
here's to you,
you're
sir.
I know you're going to make
Salud.
Fun of me. No,
Salud to
I know
your
you're going to make fun of me. I walked in yesterday, and our boss, I had this on, and then when I took it off, he goes, oh, my God. He goes, I didn't recognize. He was like, yeah, I know I'm wearing a giant mask. You know, Michael Strahan is the next celebrity to go into space with Bezos.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and I think they leave tomorrow. Is that right? This is the last day. I think tomorrow's the day. But I don't know, man. We're getting to the point. This is the third time this thing's gone in the air, right? And I wouldn't have gone the first time because it sounds scary. I mean, I don't want to fly necessarily if I don't have to. I don't love to fly. But the idea of like getting in some guy's rocket and going up to space for half a second and taking a look around, I'm a little too scared. But certainly by the time we get to the third one, we're like, it's worked twice so far.
Right.
And now you're the celebrity who's like, well, you went on the first one or the second one, but we squeeze you in on the third trip. It's like, how many times is this rocket good? And I don't know, because I, believe it or not, I'm not a rocket scientist.
Day two of training for Michael began with a run-through of launch morning at the tower, 80 feet above the desert, 7 flights of stairs, and inside the safety shelter.
Good morning, astronauts. Welcome to your emergency safety shelter.
Properly named, since it's the most secure place on the tower.
This is the place you're going to go if anything goes wrong on the tower before we launch.
As soon as he started saying that, he's like, this is where you go if anything goes wrong. If there's an issue, don't try and run away from the rocket. Don't run down the steps. Just right. Come in here and hide. I think that's a moment where even if I'd made it this far, which I wouldn't have, I'd say, okay, I'm done. And do you think Michael Strahan, I'm guessing he does want to go, but do you think that the network is like, hey, Bezos invited you, Strahan. This is great press for us. You need to go. Like if he invited you, Lazo, and the company's like, hey, you should go. It's big press for us. Or if Strahan is excited about it, he's totally stoked and it's
I think he wants to go.
Yeah. Would you do it?
No. I don't care about space. I don't even want to go. I could care less.
But also, don't you feel like it's a little risky, especially if you're wealthy?
I'm really
like
not
Strahan?
Worried about the risk.
You're not?
No.
See, that's the part that gets me. It just
But
seems...
I just don't, yeah.
Well, look, he wants to do it. He's excited to do it, and I'm sure it'll all be fine. And, you know, it's the same rocket scientist.
I was surprised that they picked him.
I don't know how they're picking different
people.
He's
just a big guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, man, that is extra weight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, not like he's a giant human being. He's a football player. Like a giant, massive amount of man.
Yeah, I don't know how they decide that. Maybe they're like,
sexy as hell.
He is a good-looking guy.
And just big and like, damn. Yeah. Like, how does he fit in the rocket?
That's a good question. That thing is small, and there's going to be several of
them. Because I saw him and his brother, you know what I mean? And then I see, you know, other people who have talked about getting a 93-year-old lady. Strahan's a giant man. Like, you can't fit in a Fiat.
No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, he's 6'5", like 260.
Big, yeah. Sexy mother.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back and finish doom scrolling.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. You want one of my N95 masks? I bought several.
No, I'm good, man.
You good? Okay. We're going to finish doom scrolling coming up.
I don't believe that hoax.
Okay, Laszlo. I can't believe that you have to say this, but it's like when you pretend to hurt an animal in a video, you have to say, I didn't actually hurt an animal. If you say hoax and COVID on the air, you have to say, Laszlo doesn't actually believe it's a hoax. He's joking. I can't believe you have to say
I don't believe it's a hoax.
Right. And he does believe that masks work. And he does.
Well, I'm not sure all masks work. Don't start putting words in my mouth. I saw Jeremy's polka dot mask when we first started together, and I thought, that is not a medical thing.
I haven't gotten COVID.
You're not sure about that.
You're not positive.
You've been out of work a couple times. Like, I feel pretty bad after Mexican Monday.
Yeah, and then you like,
got tested
I took
and
the
it
quick.
Never came back positive.
Well, that is also the truth. We've all been tested negative. Yeah. I'm damn sure we had it.
But you were going into the liquor store to get that quick test and everything. I'm like, I don't know for sure how scientific that thing is. But you say you don't have it.
Every test came back
COVID
negative.
COVID test and a shooter.
Right. She just had every single symptom of it.
Right.
Three times.
Look,
that's all.
Hey. Yep.
Right around the time that there were outbreaks, and right around the time they said, this is what the new variant does.
Are they giving boosters now to kids?
I don't know. You're the dad. Are they giving boosters now to kids?
I read they are.
Oh, really? I did not see that. Well, I mean, how long has it been since they started giving the actual shots to the kids?
Well, my youngest had his first one.
Okay. I was in line at the drugstore last week, and the line was the longest I've ever seen it. I was there for 2 hours, and it was parents with their kids getting shots, and I finally asked someone in front of me. I overheard her talking to someone about being a teacher. I said, is there something going on? And she said, part of the Biden mandate goes into effect on, I don't know what it was, the 3rd or the 4th or something, and so these people have just kind of waited, and now they have to get their shots. And there was a lot of people there. So I didn't
know. Well, he
has to
go get his second one, but then I read something in the school email that said you could get your boosters now, 5 and over, so.
That's weird. I thought that the first shot they gave him was like a miniature shot. So do they have to have it at their school?
No.
Slash get a test?
No.
Neither?
No.
Really? So if you don't get a boost, or if you don't get vaccinated...
From what I'm hesitant to answer that because I may not know.
We haven't said the name of the school. So.
Right, but as far as I can tell, the answer is no. And you do not have to share with them whether you're vaccinated or not. But you can. And so if you say, say you tell the school that you've been vaccinated, right, and you show your vaccination card, right?
Okay.
Then if you've been exposed to someone... You don't have to stay home.
You don't have to quarantine.
You don't have to quarantine for the 14 or 20 days or whatever. You've been vaccinated. But if you don't show that card and you've been exposed to someone, then you got to go back to remote learning.
But before COVID, they had vaccines they had to have on file in order to go to school, right? And now suddenly, that's a weird world.
But I could be answering that wrong, but that's what I understand, at least in the school district of my kids.
I believe you. I mean, I've seen those
but
school
I obviously could have read that wrong. I've had two shots.
That's fine. We are going to take a break, come back, and I really mean it. We got the lighter side of doom scrolling, including a couple of funny things coming up when we finish doom scrolling in just a couple minutes.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. The lighter side of doom scrolling. Let's do it.
Yes. So I know you start your day every day with... Fox and Friends, is that that's what it's called, right?
No.
Fox News.
No.
Did you hear what happened to them and their studios and their headquarters?
Is that still on? Is it like Steve Ducci?
Yep. It looked like the same people. I don't know. I feel like the woman has maybe changed a couple times, but I'm not sure. I don't watch it every day. But it's definitely, is Steve Ducci the tall, older
blonde
guy?
Blonde-headed guy, right?
Yeah. I think it looks like the same basic cast of characters. So the War on Christmas has been a big thing for years, right? And, I mean, going all the way back to, 2004 or 2005, I remember Bill O'Reilly talking about the War on Christmas. And, you got to say Merry Christmas, no Happy Holidays. And there's been the problems with Starbucks holiday cups not being Christmassy enough every year or something. But this actually sounds... This sounds a little bit more like a war on Christmas to
really?
Me. Yeah.
And, oh, you're starting to buy in after all these years.
This one does.
There's a war on Christmas guy now.
But I love Christmas. It's my favorite. And I say Merry Christmas, but this, I got a good chuckle out of this. This is from their show this morning.
Normally during the Christmas season, we start the program by showing an outside shot of our all-American Christmas tree on Fox Square. But last night, shortly after midnight, somebody climbed up in the tree and lit it on fire.
All right.
Well, a 49-year-old Brooklyn man has been arrested for allegedly setting a huge Christmas tree outside the Fox News building in Midtown Manhattan ablaze early Wednesday, causing a wild scene and endangering passersby, police said. Craig Tamanaha was taken into custody at West 48th Street and 6th Avenue. Police officials said the fire, which was deemed intentional by fire marshals, caused an estimated $500,000 in property damage, in addition to unnecessarily frightening.
How much that tree?
That's what I want to know. What does the tree itself cost? I mean, if you tell me it burned something else, but there were no injuries reported other than what they say were, you know, traumatic mental scarring that those kids must have.
Because it's American.
It's American. And it's not, it's the Fox News.
All American.
Tree. Yes. And it's on fire. Like, mommy, why is it on fire? And I don't know what his intentions were. I don't know what his motivations were. But the thought of climbing to the top of it and setting that thing ablaze, like, this is what I'm going to do. And you know what, sir? By the way, 49-year-old Brooklyn man who got arrested. You're the reason we're going to have to keep hearing more about the war on Christmas now, because
right.
I don't know what type of psychiatric problems you may or may not have, or whether or not you care anything about Christmas, or if you're just mad at Fox, or if you just wanted to light something on fire because you're a pyromaniac. The point is, pyrotechnic, both. The point is, now it's going to be back to the war on Christmas. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about the war on Christmas as much anymore. At least I don't feel like you do. Maybe I don't know if that just kind of ran
its course. Has Starbucks released their cups yet?
It's a good question. They have to,
that's
right?
That's always the big one.
Who's been to Starbucks this year? Starbucks.
Julia. Oh,
yeah, I go a lot.
Have you seen the holiday cup yet?
The holiday cup?
This year's 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at the cup right now. That looks Christmassy.
I get iced stuff, so I feel like those are just normal.
Oh, they're in the clear cups?
Yeah.
Well, here they are, Lazo. One looks like a Christmas sweater, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's red and green and white. This one's got ribbons on it and stuff.
Right.
I mean, none of them say, like, he died for our sins so that you could be whatever, but they're Christmassy.
They usually get really mad because they didn't say, you know, like, Merry Christmas.
That's the problem. And also, I wish there was a way for me, when I say Merry Christmas to someone, like, at a store, and they say thanks, I say Merry Christmas.
Why do you say it? Why are you going to be a douche?
Because of you, Lazlo, because I want Christmas to be for everyone.
Okay, but it's not.
If you're Jewish and celebrate Hanukkah, but you said it before.
You can't force it on people.
No. I want you to be invited.
Christmas forcer?
And I don't.
No, I agree.
Lazo says the worst part of Christmas is Jesus.
Jesus ruins Christmas.
He ruins Christmas. And so in my mind,
he absolutely ruins
it. It's a great holiday about
B-Day.
Retail and getting together.
He ruins it. Then everybody's out. We're with family. We're exchanging gifts. It's like, you know, putting all our bygones right behind us. We're with our loved ones. We're holding hands. There's sweaters and jackets and lights and singing and snow and everything's great. And then Jesus is like, you know, I did die for you.
Right.
You're not what that's in April.
That's when he came back. This is
his birthday.
Right.
But it's like, you know, Jesus died for our sins. It's always like
we're all sinners and blah, blah, blah.
Like, it just ruins everything.
I just wish that we could take Christmas and say, you know what, it's just a holiday where we all get the day off.
That's why you say happy holidays.
You say happy holidays so as not to offend someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas.
No, I say happy holidays to get Jesus out of Christmas.
What?
Oh, I see. But I'm saying, like, you could, if you say Christmas enough and you don't believe in Jesus, then you forget that Christ is even
just
in the name.
But because it's still, you mean you're not going to overcome all those years.
I gotcha. I don't know.
So you just have to say happy holidays.
Isn't that what the Christians did? They took this pagan holiday and reappropriated it.
You're going to change it today. So if I walk around town and I just say happy holidays, that says, like, hey, I love this Christmas thing except for Jesus. He ruins it.
Well, see, I thought I was doing this like in the spirit of Lazo, just saying, no, it's for everyone, and you don't have to celebrate it. But more importantly, if you do want to celebrate it, you don't have to go to church.
Well, you have to preface that every time that you say Merry Christmas. Or you could just say, Happy Holidays. Happy Holiday Season.
Happy Holidays.
Right, that's it. If you say Merry Christmas, then you're bringing Christ into it.
I feel like
I get Christ out of Christmas.
Well, then we should just change the name of it completely and give it a new name.
Happy Holidays.
Well, but the holidays is like, it's Hanukkah, it's Ramadan, it's all these things.
Exactly.
Or Kwanzaa, it's all
exactly.
These things. Right.
Happy Holidays.
All right.
Enjoy them all.
So you think I should stop saying Merry Christmas?
Yes.
I thought I'd gone past, I'm so liberal that. No, I'm just, they think like, oh, this guy's some sort of.
Yeah, just youth, why, you know why.
Youth pastor or something. Damn it. All right. Did you guys see the video or read the story?
I mean, Julia, are you upset with me that I said Jesus ruins Christmas?
No.
Okay, good.
And she went to Jesus school.
I was just correcting where you put his purpose.
Well, no, I know that it's his birthday, but I just feel like, you know, then once you start to bring Christ into Christmas, it's no longer about singing and gifts.
It's
and
about
all of the things that it's supposed to be about.
It's about a lot of stuff.
And then it becomes all about, you know, Jesus died for our sins and we're all sinners and it's his birthday and, you know.
I think
it gets real sad quick.
Christmas is his B-Day celebration. The died for our sins is Easter.
It's a weird way to, you know what, forget about it. But it is a weird birthday celebration. Like, you wake up, I don't know, fine. It's his birthday. It's Christmas. I love it. Lazo loves it. We're not religious. You don't have to be.
I love the holiday
season.
He
loves the holiday season. So have you guys seen the video or read about the karaoke substitute teacher?
No.
Everyone remembers having a few substitute teachers that came in there, and maybe they tried to be the cool substitute, or maybe they came in there and they looked like deer in headlights. And
I feel
I don't know
so bad for substitutes.
Right? Like, the kids didn't listen to a word they said.
Ruthless.
Just so mean to them, and just like, what are you going to do? You're a substitute. Every now and then, I remember one time having a substitute who said, well, just so you know, I'm actually your regular teacher's mother, so I'll report back. And that added a little bit of weight. Looking back, I think she might have been lying about that. But, you know, she had to try and find a way to get us under control. Well, a substitute teacher at a high school in Austin made headlines and went viral because he comes to class and he brings with him a karaoke machine. Not just karaoke machine, but like karaoke lights, okay?
Okay.
He turns the lights off and he turns the karaoke lights on and he, boom, powers up the karaoke machine and he proceeds to sing Britney Spears' Toxic.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how many parents are saying, like, Toxic is inappropriate for my high school students. I haven't heard a whole bunch of that. But I think they're just a little worried that this person was using their time in class to do a karaoke rendition of a Britney Spears song. I think her best song, by the way.
Mm.
The more you look into the story, it looks like this guy may have been trying to make this a thing. He had a TikTok. He was on Twitter. He had, you know, some social media where it looked like... I think he thought he could maybe become known as the karaoke substitute teacher,
sure.
That this would be his thing.
Yeah.
But the parents found out about it. They weren't happy. And the school said, you know what? We had hired that guy. We're not hiring that guy again. He's been fired. His version of Toxic is not great, but it's not the worst I've ever heard.
This video, now making the rounds on social media,
like everywhere on the internet,
was filmed Friday at Bowie High School. A substitute teacher truly making the curriculum his own. Turns out the Britney Spears impersonator is active on TikTok and Instagram, referring to himself as the real chill sub.
The real chill sub. That's what he was going for. Now, she says he's active, but I looked at his numbers. It's not like this guy had tens of thousands of followers or anything or had gone viral with this stuff. So, yeah, he's the real chill sub, and he's doing karaoke versions of songs. But I don't think this had worked for him, if indeed that was his goal, was
right.
To be the substitute karaoke guy. But the school's not happy about it. They said, actually, that the substitute did not identify himself properly to his first class, and some students were under the impression that he was not even approved to be on campus. So they thought this guy had shown up, and like, where's our teacher? And then he doesn't say, I'm your sub, here's my pass, or anything. He just starts singing Britney Spears. And like, well, this seems odd. And of course, kids
right.
have phones, so they film it all. Parents are not happy about it. So the school said they are going to change their vetting process for substitute teachers following the incident. And he is no longer going to be subbing at the school. We had a teacher who was not a substitute. She was my home ec teacher. And she fancied herself a singer at heart. Like, that's what she should have been doing. But there's just not enough room in the world for all the talent, right? But she had what it takes. She just had chosen a different career path.
Sure.
So every year at the holidays, she would bring in a karaoke machine.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And she would sing us a Christmas song or some sort of holiday song. And she would like dim the lights. And all the guys, I mean, the girls too, I remember burying our heads in our arms because we're dying laughing. She took
right.
it so seriously. But you know what? She loved it. I certainly don't think at the time that I could have gone home and said, Mom, this woman was singing us karaoke songs today, my mom would have been like, well, whatever. I guess, you know, at least you didn't have to do anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
And did anyone watch the People's Choice Awards?
And well, by the way, just if you're a sub, like, just sub.
Do your job. Just where's the curriculum?
I think your sub is like, is a sub. You're like, is everyone here?
Yep.
Everybody's safe, right? Yep. I don't know. Read whatever you're reading.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got
to
do.
I don't need to re-educate you.
Yep.
There's a teacher that'll be back tomorrow.
They're usually young.
And they probably know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
No, I don't know you.
They've probably been working for like a year on trying to, like, you know, get some kids to be quiet, some kids to get out of their shells, some kids, right? Like,
yeah.
There's probably some sort of process here.
Right.
I'm just a sub. They called me at like 7:15 and said your teacher was hungover.
Yeah, don't interrupt.
So I just don't interrupt. Like they're real teachers. They're doing something.
Right. We've been.
I don't mean that you're not, but you're not.
Well, you're not.
You're not.
You're
so
really not.
They probably are trying to build something in this class. Just don't roll in and change the whole thing.
Right. Like, you know what? I'll tell you
I'm going to go ahead
and
teach these guys some lessons. Like, exactly. No, you're not. Just shut up.
I'm going to be a mentor. You're not. You're gone in 45 minutes.
Right.
Don't
shut
be
up.
My mentor. The People's Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone watch?
I didn't.
You didn't? Julia, I
would have
thought that's like part of your... Oh, that's right. You were trivia.
No.
Well, if you guys want a quick montage of who everyone's favorite is, here you go.
The fashion icon of 2021, Kim Kardashian West.
The reality show of 2021.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow, still the most popular reality show?
Comedy act of 2021.
Chelsea Handler, what's up?
Chelsea Handler, Kim Kardashian,
right.
Kim Kardashian. This almost sounds like 2016.
Right,
doesn't
right,
it?
Right.
For the daytime talk show of 2021, The Ellen DeGeneres!
Now it really sounds like I pulled the wrong
right?
audio.
Yeah.
Like, what year have you got here?
Male TV star, Tom Hiddleston!
Tom Hiddleston?
I don't know Tom Hiddleston. Do you guys know him?
Isn't that who Taylor Swift is with?
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. You're the
what does he do?
Person. What
Tom
show is he on, like a CSI
Hiddleston.
Or something? I've heard that name before.
And...
Tom Hiddleston. Oh, net worth. We're not worried about that. Oh, I recognize him. He's English, right?
Oh, they were together. Not
okay.
anymore.
Well, what was he in that people love so much? Maybe he's doing some
he
sort
is an
of...
actor.
Okay. Well, anyway, he won.
For the female movie star of 2021, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
For action movie star of 2021.
Action movie star of 2021. Any guesses? Action movie star, people's favorite, 2021. Who's
the
our
Rock.
Favorite? Yeah,
Simu Liu.
Oh, it's not
action
The
movie.
Rock.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I don't know what that is either.
The People's Champion Award, Dwayne The
Rock
Johnson.
He got People's Champion, whatever that means.
For the comedy movie star of 2021.
Dwayne Johnson, Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
Male movie star of 2021.
Dwayne Johnson.
He won three of those. The Rock is killing it.
Wow.
People love The Rock.
I know who Tom Hiddleston is now that I looked him up. He's Loki. In the Marvel, the Disney Plus thing.
Okay, I see him here sitting at a Comic-Con thing.
Yeah.
I don't
is
know.
Is that what he won
about.
For?
I don't know. What? Are, I don't even know what the people's
he's good
choice awards
it.
Are.
I just didn't know.
Well, anyway, people like him. And Kim Kardashian is still the style person of them all and has the best reality show.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.